everybody. Cal Banyan here on CalBanyan.com doing Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Once again with the fabulous, wonderful, humorous, entertaining, informative Celeste Hackett. And you know what? If you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go to CalBanyan.com because right down there, you know what we got? We have more supporting information. We got links. We got graphics that just kind of make this program more valuable to you. Now, I know some of you just listen to the audio as you're running along, doing your jogging or bicycling and stuff. But if you're watching it on a computer, get the maximum effect. Go to CalBanyan.com because I know that this video shows up other places on the internet. But to get the most from us, that's all you got to do. Let me tell you about Celeste Hackett. Besides being all the things I said about her already, she is a leading hypnotist in Texas. She's in the Plano, Texas area where she has a practice out of her home. But you know what? Just because she's out of her home doesn't mean she's a small-time deal. She's a big deal. She's got the Hypno One Percenters Award, the Member of the Year from the National Guild of Hypnotists. She's been writing for the online e-zine hypnosis.org for a long time, continuing to give to the profession. She was my first co-host on Hypnosis, etc. And gosh, we're going to see her to continue to grow and flourish in the profession. And she's one of the contributors to the new book that's coming out about, let me do a quick click on my tab here, and I can get the title, our current working title. It's probably going to be this, Real Money, Real Hypnosis Success, 7 Successful Hypnotist Professionals Tell You How They Built Their Businesses. How are you doing, Celeste Hackett?
I love that title of that book, and I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you very much, and thank you for the wonderful introduction.
Hey,
and
let me interrupt. Is it snowing?
Really?
No, is it snowing?
Oh, I thought you were saying the snowing there. I'm like, it never snows there. It can't be there. It's not snowing here that I know of. I'd have to really stand up and get up to look, but it snowed last night a wee bit.
So for those people who are watching this video for the very first time, on the very first day that it's published, it is New Year's Day. Hey, so I just want to welcome you all to 2013. It's so exciting to be here in 2013. How you like 2013 so far, Celeste?
Happy New Year to myself and to you and to everyone. I love 2013, I think.
I got you off track. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to tell you about Cal Banyan. He smokes cigars. He loves a good cigar. I'm trying to get you some Christmas presents for next year, Cal.
All right. I actually have classes. They give me cigars, and sometimes they give me bottles of scotch because there's nothing more
fun about the scotch
on a wintry cold day than to kick back in the overstuffed chair in your library and have a little scotch and maybe a nice fine cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's bad. He's nationwide. Now, wait a minute. You're worldwide. He's a hypno-celebrity. Let me tell you, truly, this man is amazing. He's won recently, even though it's been since August. I mean, this is such an incredible award. We have to at least mention it every now and then. The Rexford L. North Award from the National Guild of Hypnotists. He won it just this past summer. He's won so many awards, though. He's created so many different products, training materials, wrote books for hypnotists who are trying to learn hypnosis and get really good at it. He trains more one percenters in the profession than anybody else and probably more full-time hypnotists, too. He's the creator of 5-PATH. 5-phase advanced transformational hypnosis. It's a system for doing hypnosis with your clients, and if you haven't learned it, you've got to. He's also developed a wonderful self-hypnosis method. He's very proud of it. We all are proud of it. It's 7th PATH, and he comes from the psychotherapy world, and he's given up on that because he likes this so much better. But he brought everything he learned together from his past with psychotherapy and his life into hypnosis to teach and to just spread his wisdom with all of us. And so he's just wonderful, and I'm so glad to be doing these podcasts with you, Cal. Thanks for having me.
Oh, enough about me. Hey, gosh, what are we going to talk about this time? Last time and the two times before, the two previous, if you haven't watched them, you go back there, learn about all those specific things that can make your home office a success. And this week, what do you got for me?
I got an interesting question, Cal. A question from a hypnotist student, our hypnosis student. He wants to know if he should take this particular client with this interesting problem. The client is a male, and as a child, he had a same-sex experience. And this potential client says he's not gay, but he feels that his subconscious keeps leading him into promiscuous same-sex behavior and thoughts. Now, the hypnotist wants to know if it's possible to help the potential client overcome or rewrite the subconscious script that causes this man to make choices he feels are truly not him.
Okay, now, in that, I got some questions about the question.
Okay.
So in there, does he talk about that he's actually engaging in same-sex behavior?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And what does he really want?
He wants to be true to his wife. He wants to be monogamous in the relationship. And he doesn't feel like he feels like he's heterosexual.
Okay. And the proposed client believes that this early same-sex experience he had, I'm looking down at my clipboard here, you guys see me looking down, is the cause of the problem. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And the hypnotist wants to know if the person should take the client.
That's right. I guess they're wondering if hypnosis can help with this and how should they proceed.
This is far too complicated for me to even begin to talk about. Okay, I'm just kidding. All right, so there's a number of different things that are going on here. I'm kind of going through it in my mind. One of the first things is, we're in the business of helping people get what they want. But we also don't want to be fooled by the obvious. And so our clients will often come to us saying, hey, this problem started at a particular time, and this is the cause of the problem. And what we want to realize is that our clients almost never know the cause of their problem. So when this client says that this started when I had a same-sex sexual experience when I was a child, don't fall for that. Could be true. But most of the time, this isn't what caused the problem. See, the conscious mind is rational and analytical, and it's trying to be reasonable about things. And so it looks through your history, and it says, well, what's the most likely cause of this? And it settles on something that seems reasonable. But quite often, we're going to find. Celeste, in this question, how old was the individual during this experience?
They didn't give an age.
Okay. Most ISEs, initial sensitizing events, which is the cause of the problem, these things happen like before the age of 5, usually most times in my experience, even at 3 or younger. And people usually don't have recall for these situations that happen when they're 3 or 2 or 1 years old, unless they're in hypnosis and they're experiencing a real-life age regression experience. And so when they provide us what they think the cause of the problem is, we don't challenge it. We just say, okay, and we find out what they think the cause of the problem is, and in our minds we file it in as that this is what my client thinks the cause of the problem is. Now, what I would then do is I would take this client personally, and I would go after the ISE. Now, this person doesn't believe, and this whole thing about, what homosexuality is and homosexual behavior, we don't really understand why a certain percentage of our population, feels homosexual, behaves homosexually. And so I'm certainly, to me, I believe that even in mammals, like horses, dogs, and all this, a certain percentage, and we're mammals, that's why I'm saying this, naturally, there's a certain percentage that are going to engage in homosexual behavior. So it seems to me, and I really don't want to get what's politically correct, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it seems to me, just biologically, that a certain percentage of the human population is going to want to, or I don't know if the word is want, but be in that prone in that direction and engage in homosexual behavior. But here's a guy that says, I don't think I'm homosexual, but I think about it sometimes, and I've even, played around with it sometimes or engaged in it sometimes, but I just don't really feel homosexual. Well, gosh, maybe he's bisexual, or maybe he is a heterosexual that has dabbled in homosexual behavior. I don't know. And we won't know what's going on with this fellow until we do the hypnosis work. Really, what's going on in the subconscious mind is going to be revealed mostly when you do a true age regression. And so I would work with this fellow. And if he was, what do I do? What does the hypnotist do? We basically help people get what they want. And so let's say that he is bisexual. And what we're going to do is we're going to aid this individual to be celibate with regard to his homosexual urges or desires or thoughts. In the same way that if you take someone that is a heterosexual and they go into and they become a priest, they might still have thoughts and they might experience desires to have heterosexual sex, but because of the lifestyle choice that they've made, they've decided to be celibate to those desires and not engage in them and to be involved in that kind of thinking any more than just what might naturally happen. So we could have them become celibate to those kinds of desires or thoughts. There was something else I was going to say about that.
Well, can I say something?
Sure.
Well, I mean, help them to be monogamous.
That's what I was getting to next. Go ahead.
Well, that's it. Just help him to be monogamous. He wants to be. So that's where the suggestion part could also go, all the reasons why and that sort of thing, all of the benefits he would get from that.
That's right. And so that was going to be my next point, is that really, what's the difference? If you're in a dedicated, faithful relationship, heterosexual or otherwise, you've chosen to be faithful to that person, and we help them to be faithful to that person. Now, there's also some other things that could be going on here, and I haven't met this person, so I don't know anything about it. But in the secret language of feelings, we talk about the feel-bad-distract cycle. And certainly, sexual fantasies and sexual behavior, these are things that feel good. And so they can be a way of distracting from feelings inside ourselves that we don't like, that we haven't really worked through or satisfied. For example, feelings of anxiety, feelings of insecurity, feelings of anger, frustration. These kinds of things come up, and then one of the things we want to do is we want to find something to make ourselves feel better. And that's why a lot of people eat too much or drink too much. Well, some people, they become like sexaholics, or they entertain themselves by sexual activity, either fantasizing or actually physically acting them out as a way to just make themselves feel better. And you can learn more about that by going to thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. And you can hear about the secret language of feelings. There's a shortcut, TSLOF.com. Good. You want to add any more to that, Celeste?
Well, I was thinking about how so many times we'll have clients come in. I've never worked with someone like this particularly. But I've worked with many, many men or women who've cheated on their spouse. And when you do the regression, so very often it goes back to a parent having cheated on the other parent. And the client sort of takes on some sort of an identification. So I'm wondering if also, to keep in mind that, you don't want to, start with like you think this is what it's going to be. But these kinds of things often do cause this or have an impact on clients that can cause them to to believe in some way. You know, they've taken on sort of an identification that really just came from like an implanted suggestion. Does that make sense?
Sure. And how do we know what the cause is?
You have to do regression. That's the only way. You have to, like just what you said, find the ISE.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think, leave any comments down below if you have things you want to add to this. We're not taking the stance of, homosexuality is, right or wrong or anything like that. What we're in the job of doing is helping the clients get what they want, moving towards, health and wholeness. Good. Anything else on that question?
That's a good question. That question is fascinating.
Hey, I'm going to do something else now.
Okay.
All right. I want to remind everybody that we're doing drawings for our Hypno mugs. Hey, and I've got a new name. And how do you get in the drawing for a Hypno mug? How do you do that? You tell them, Celeste.
Well, you have to go to our Facebook page and like us. That's one way you can do it. Facebook.com/HypnosisETC, okay? Or you can become a VIP member of CalBanyan.com. And then you'll get your name in the hat, and your name could be drawn, and then you get the wonderful mug. Do they get to choose their mug?
That's too complicated, because I'm not sure what we're going to try to get them. They're all great.
That's
so
true.
Look at this one. I'm showing it. Hold it right up to the camera. This is some like hypnosis art. Really like this one. And this is the one you guys see me sipping on during the sessions. This one says on it, I've got coffee in it, Hypnosis Pro, Hypno 1%er. Look what it says right there on the end. I don't know if you can read that. It says powerful, relentless, focused, hardcore, and very successful. And on the other side, it says serious hypnosis. All right, here's the name. Give me a drum roll. All right, here you are, Jody Shaw, JodyShaw. If you're Jody Shaw, then what you want to do is go to CalBanyan.com, go right up to the top, there's a contact us form, and all you got to do is click on that, fill in the contact form, and let us know that you are Jody Shaw, and that you're what your address is, and gosh, we will get this mug out to you.
Jody Shaw.
Give us your phone number, too, because, we might want to get some feedback on how great the mug was, because they are really, really nice. All right. What else we got? We got, another 10 minutes or 5 minutes or something?
Okay, well, this one will probably be good, then. Somebody writes in and they ask, and we don't have a name, is there actually a difference between hypnosis and guided imagery?
Good. I like this question, but you know who likes it more? Celeste Hackett. Go tell them all about it.
Well, the difference between hypnosis and guided imagery, well, the thing is it's kind of tricky because someone can go into hypnosis when they're doing guided imagery, but it's not necessarily hypnosis because you can be imagining things. I don't know. Can you be imagining things and not be in hypnosis? It seems like you'd need at least a little bit of something. But you don't know if someone's in hypnosis unless you test them. Right, Cal?
Yeah. To me, the main difference is you could use guided imagery to create hypnosis, but you could do guided imagery without creating hypnosis. And so that's the main thing, is that guided imagery may or may not be hypnosis, but hypnosis may or may not be guided imagery. Straighten that out for them.
I guess the question comes, if you're imagining something, are you at a level of hypnosis? I guess you'd have to test to find out.
Yeah. So this is like, sometimes we'll get the question, what's the difference between meditation and self-hypnosis? Well, the deal is, you are either in a normal state of suggestibility, like you are all the time, like right now, I am suggestible, but just in the normal kind of suggestible way. You make a suggestion, if I like it, makes sense, I accept it, but that's normal suggestibility. Now, when hypnosis is defined as a heightened state of suggestibility, so that that the suggestions made can be accepted to such a degree that it can cause changes in perception, memory, behaviors, and emotions. Now, if you're just doing guided imagery and you don't have a heightened state of suggestibility, you don't have hypnosis. But if you do guided imagery and you go into a heightened state of suggestibility, and how do you know? Just like Celeste said, you have to test. If we do hypnotic testing, such as eye lock, or eyelid catalepsy, arm catalepsy, things like that. But obviously, you don't need guided imagery to create hypnosis. We can create hypnosis a myriad of other ways. Good. That was easy.
That was easy, and it was a really good answer. Congratulations to you.
I couldn't have done it without you, Celeste.
You're awesome, man. You're awesome. I guess we're just about out of time, though, Cal. So I guess we should go ahead and wrap up. You ready to wrap up?
Do it. Do it.
All right. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. You know, you can put your questions. We love it when you leave comments or ask questions. You can put them right down there. Right. And y'all can also go to calbanion.com. You can email me at celestehackett@yahoo.com. We're always taking questions and comments. And we appreciate you watching. And I guess that's all I really have to say. Thanks a lot. This is Cal Banion's Hypnosis, Etc. with me, Celeste Hackett. See you next time.
When's your next class?
My next class is April the 8th through the 19th. Go to Dallas Hypnosis Career Training for more information.
Is that the only class you've got scheduled for this year?
I have another one in the fall, and I need to check that one out. I'm not sure about the date. It's going to be in October, though.
Okay, so you got one in October. Good. And also, we have one here at the Banion Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California, only 20 minutes away from Disneyland and all that good stuff, is January 21st starts, and then April 22nd, and then July 15th. And we have the Week of Power, which is a 7-day version for people who are already certified, and that is in October. And then we're going to be hypnofesting out here. And see, I think that's about it. Oh, haven't talked about it in a while. Go to our HypnoSpace. It is the very first hypnosis network, social network just for hypnotists. And in my opinion, I think it's the most professional one out there. Oh, also, speaking of professional, if you're an NGH member, it's for NGH members only. Remember to go to their social network, nghnetwork.com. That's it. Cal Banion, Happy New Year. Over and out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.